Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Here in Kachemak Bay, we live at the meeting point of two clocks, the structured time of human schedules and the cyclical rhythms of the natural world. The tides dictate our time on the water, lengthening daylight tells us when to plant, and the return of the sandhill cranes signals the arrival of summer. Reflect for a moment on the wild clocks you use to keep time. Maybe you track the season changes so that you're ready to plant your garden in the spring. Or maybe you track the tides so that you know when the low tide will allow you to access your favorite secret beach. Do you reference these wild clocks as frequently as you check the time of day? If you're like me, the answer is probably no. Growing up in interior Alaska, breakup season was what everyone called the time when the ice in the rivers began breaking up and flowing again after the winter. One of my favorite traditions during this time was tripod days, which marks the start of the Nenana Ice Classic. As a child, it was the hula hoop dancing contests and the egg throwing competitions that captured my attention, but now I see it more as a collision of two systems of keeping time. The festival, held in the first weekend of March, centers around raising a tripod on the ice covering the Tanana River. Thousands of people submit their guesses for when the ice will break. When the ice finally breaks in spring, the movement of the tripod stops the clock, and the person who guesses the closest to that time and date wins the prize money. To participate in the guessing portion of this tradition means merging your experiential knowledge of when breakup occurs and our human way of keeping track of time. As a naturalist, I see other versions of nature's clocks at work every day. The moon pulls the tides, setting the schedule for foragers and fishermen. The changing daylight cues the migrations of birds and the hibernation of bears. The first frost signals to plants that it's time to conserve energy for winter. For most of human history, we lived in sync with these clocks. Indigenous knowledge, like that of the Dena'ina and Supiak peoples, teaches us that timing is everything. That you don't set a fixed date to fish, hunt, or harvest. You watch, listen, and wait. Today, our clocks are rigid. As I wake before dawn, it feels unnatural and wrong to get out of my warm bed when the world outside is so dark. In the evenings, we work long past sunset, lit by artificial lights. We set store hours and school days without considering the rhythms of the land. Instead of following nature's time, we expect nature to conform to ours. What does it mean when we no longer notice the subtle cues that once guided us? So we live between these two worlds, the structured time we create and the wild time of the earth. The challenge is not to abandon one for the other, but to find balance. To notice the pause before the next wave, to listen for the quiet before the snowfall, to recognize that not all time is meant to be controlled. So today, as you move through your day, ask yourself, which clock are you following? This is Kayla Fox Rivers, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.